Random House Audio presents Worth Dying For by Lee Child, read for you by Dick Hill. For Ruth, My Daughter. Chapter 1. Eldridge Tyler was driving a long, straight, two-lane road in Nebraska when his cell phone rang. It was very late in the afternoon. He was taking his granddaughter home after buying her shoes. His truck was a crew cab Silverado, the color of a day-old newspaper, and the kid was flat on her back on the small rear seat. She was not asleep. She was lying there, wide awake, with her legs held up. She was staring fascinated at the huge white sneakers wobbling around in the air 2 feet above her face. She was making strange sounds with her mouth. She was 8 years old. Tyler figured she was a late developer. Tyler's phone was basic enough to be nothing fancy, but complex enough to have different ringtones against different numbers. Most played the manufacturer's default tune, but four were set to sound a low, urgent note, halfway between a fire truck siren and a submarine's dive klaxon. And that sound was what Tyler heard in the late afternoon on the long, straight, two-lane road in Nebraska, 10 miles south of the outlet store and 20 miles north of home. So he fumbled the phone up from the console and hit the button and raised it to his ear and said,
"Yes?"
A voice said, "We might need you." Tyler said,
"Me?"
"Well, you and your rifle, like before." Tyler said,
"Might?"
"At this stage, it's only a precaution."
"What's going on?"
"There's a guy sniffing around."
"Close?"